I'm glad that you're sitting listening. Since you've indicated your desire to get married, and you have, through this mystical terminology of love, found one another, I want you to make your marriage a real good one and give your marriage a real good start. Give it a push so that you will have enough momentum to carry through the days ahead, because there will be times of heartache and disappointment, and there will be trouble from time to time. But if your marriage has a good start, that's something different. Now, your marriage is going to have a good start because you have, for example, indicated your desire to listen to this tape. Every year, more than 1 million couples marry. And in marriage, they expect to achieve happiness. And at least 1/4 of these couples find themselves disappointed. For the statistics that I have indicate that 1 out of every 4 marriages are not happy, many of which end in divorce. Now that's a great tragedy. Now, this is even worse in the state of California. It's 1 out of 2. Every other marriage. Now, inevitably, the 500,000 people representing unhappy marriages each year, together with their friends and relatives, wonder what it was that wrecked their home. And couldn't something have been done to prevent it? Well, the answer is a very bold yes. Underscore it with the blackest of emphasis. A very moderate amount of effort in advance would have prevented a large number of these homes from breaking. Now, there are a number of areas that require attention. One area is the study of your own personality. Now, you'll play the game of life more skillfully if you know what cards you hold in your hand. Don't try to fool yourself. See yourself as others see you by means of tests that are available. Or try to see yourself as others see you by projecting yourself away and looking upon yourself, if possible, through pictures or writings. Or maybe you can try to place yourself in the skull of someone else and look through their windows of eyes and see yourself. Now, some people like to take, for example, what I have on many occasions given young people like yourself, a Taylor Johnson temperament analysis, which measures some 9 traits of practical importance, like nervousness, depression, active, social, expressive, responsive, sympathetic. Let's see if I can recall some others. Some are subjective, dominance, hostile. Some others involve self-discipline. And deficiencies are pointed out in these areas with then some suggestions as to how they may be remedied. Now, mere understanding is often sufficient to produce a very constructive rather than a destructive use of these traits. Like if 2 persons are both high in dominance, for instance, it's important that they recognize this fact and act as a unit to turn their aggressiveness against the problems of the outside world instead of turning them against each other. And this analysis of temperament, which could be given to every pupil who graduates from high school, but which few persons have actually received, proves to be one of the most popular as well as the most important parts of many young couples in their premarital counseling. To give your marriage a good start would also mean, naturally, if you think about your background, look over the past history, look over the history of your family, note anything that is likely to affect the happiness of your marriage, and then prepare to offset it. Maybe a question of health, heredity, maybe some personal experience. If you recognize it frankly as a liability and determined to overcome its effects, then you're likely to succeed. You've given your marriage a real good start. Of course, one of our commonest handicaps is to come from a broken home. Many people come from broken homes, and it obviously definitely affects their new home that they are beginning. But if you, through no fault of your own, were brought up in a inharmonious family situation, be on your guard. Think back what caused the difficulties between your own parents, and then make up your mind, young people, that you're not going to let those or any similar disappointments harass you. You're going to be forewarned of this. To give a marriage a real good start also means that a physical examination is had on the part of both of you. Many states require this now, and certainly no civilized person would engage upon matrimony without it. And contrary to what is often supposed, this is much more important to the woman than it is to the man. A competent gynecologist can often discover some minor condition, foreknowledge of which will avoid at least embarrassment, maybe even serious difficulty. So it's important that a marriage begin right, and of the many things that are required for the quote right marriage would be a good physical examination. Now, another area which I'd like to speak to you is cooperation. Now, marriage is a cooperative undertaking. It's not 50-50 like many people say. It is 60-40, with each giving the other more than they are receiving. Unfortunately, the sexes are not educated nowadays to cooperate, because, you know, even from infancy on, they're taught to compete with each other. They go into the world competing against each other for jobs, and even in the day of women's lib, this is seen. Naturally, some carry this attitude over into their marriage, where each is trying to get the advantage of the other. Now, soon each decides that the other is winning, and so they decide that their marriage is a failure. In an institute in California, who involved himself in a study of thousands of marriages over a five-year duration, the following points were revealed. Of the wife-dominated marriages, 47% are happy. Of the husband-dominated marriages, 61% are happy. And of the 50-50 marriages, 87% are happy. Now, if there's going to be one head in the family, it is obviously safer for the husband to be the head than the wife. But it is obviously safer still for the family that you two are about to begin have two heads. Intelligent, mature, cooperative enough to work out proposed problems together. Now, there are three dangerous spots where lack of cooperation may quickly produce a disaster in your new home. They are the handling of family finances, the tremendous, difficult and touchy situation, the planning of family recreation, and the management of the children. Now, as I see it, these three are the great areas, coupled with the fourth, the outward, visible relationship that one has with God, and by this I mean in the structure of the church. So these four danger spots are spots that we need to know are not sort of like the end of it. We just got to know that these trouble spots are. I think in conclusion, we ought to talk a moment about what one has said, nail your flag to the mast. Most of the education for marriage, which the average young person now gets, is from the movies, from the television, or the billboards, the popular songs, newspaper headlines describing, you know, the great failures in marriage of very prominent people. But from these sources, one easily gets, and could get, that is, an attitude of pessimism, defeatism, and unconsciously you may be even saying to yourself that it's all a gamble anyway. Everybody of prominence fails in marriage, so I can hardly expect to do any better than they do, but I might just as well try it. Why? Because I can quit anytime I want to. Well, if you go into the marriage, and if you go into anything, in this frame of mind, you know you're really beaten before you even get started. If, on the other hand, you make up your mind, young people, that your marriage is the most important thing you're ever going to tackle, that you'll let nothing less than a catastrophe cause failure, and that you'll exhaust all the resources of science really to make it successful, then you are going to be a hard couple to be. I think that as we wrap up this little discussion, to give your marriage a real good start is something that you want to work for and pray for, have your goals, attitudes toward the goals, and then actions as to how you're going to implement getting your marriage off on a real great running start. I'm glad you listened to the tape. I hope it'll help you. You nail your flag to the mast and give your marriage a good start. End tape.